into the dummy load the other day, and it works wonderful. So that was a nice little novice starter transmitter, and they were trying to like spruce up the line and reading the Heathkit history book by Chuck Patterson or Peterson or whoever wrote it. Did a very nice job. He was saying that Heath always tried to have two rigs out at the same time, one a higher cost and one lower cost. And when they first brought out the DX60 in 1961, the original DX60, that was the more expensive one, and then they had the HX11, and I forget what that sold for, but there wasn't very many made. They only kept that for, I guess, in production, maybe a little over a year. I didn't even realize how rare it was, but that stuff doesn't usually float my boat anyway. You know, I get something because I like it, and I don't think about the rarity or scarcity of it. And let's see, what else do I have as far as early novice rigs? I guess that's most of the novice collection right now. And then for most of that stuff, I have a vintage period receiver that would match it. A friend gave me his AR2 the other day, and it works well for what it is, but it needs a cabinet built for it, and it needs and the DX60. I have the HR10. And all that. You know, the older we get, it's kind of refreshing to be able to pick up something and get, don't go, I'll never forget last year when Martha and I took the HT9. It was on a shelf. It was above our heads. And she's about the same height I am. We're both about 5'10". And we got that thing off the shelf and onto the dryer down in the basement. And because I had to take the panel off to get it down to Howard so he could rescreen it for me, paint it and screen it. Man, that transmitter was heavy. And we were working in an area where there wasn't a lot of room to get it off the shelf, so it wasn't like it was a completely open area and just go lift it and move it. We had to twist and turn, and oh boy, it was brutal. That HT9. The only other transmitter I remember in recent days of being that heavy for a similar weight class as the Heathkit Apache, and that's no featherweight at all. So sometimes it's kind of neat to play around with the little stuff, and they're easier to move around. So I was thinking of getting one of those hydraulic tables. I don't know whether you get electric radio or not, but Bob W0YVA did an article on the restoration of his Johnson Best Kilowatt, and he used one of these hydraulic tables, and you can just sit the stuff and you can move it up and down, get it at the right level where you're working on it, and just be ideal for a transmitter like that. And of course, we're making progress on our Johnson Desk Kilowatt as well, and that's really should be the focus project. I can't wait to get at that on the air, but I have to restore a Ranger 1, which I got all new panels and sheet metal from DW4PM. Still making this stuff, so it should be real good. And Howard repainted and silk screened all the panels on that, so it should look nice. Martha wants me to put up in the family room, but nah, it's going down downstairs. The area downstairs is about 18 by 43 foot long. That's the space I have to work with in the Quasi Museum. And my plan, Jerry, is to have the desks right angles to the 43-foot walls. So the room WB2LOI. Very good. I'll pick you up here in a minute. And this is W1ZB with WB2LOI breaking. This is W3GMS, Urselden, PA.